What you are about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Welcome to It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode 18.
18.
Yes, thank you for downloading, streaming, listening, picking us, choosing us over all those other podcasts out there that you can find in iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Directory, and the interwebs.
Yeah. This podcast is now old enough to buy alcohol.
It is!
As long as it's got its ID with it.
It's now legal and looks...
Does it look over 25? It
has to look over 25. Yeah. This podcast has to look over 25.
It does say explicit on it, so I imagine that would be, you know, they'd be like, oh yeah, you don't need your ID.
No, exactly.
We know you're badass.
You're a badass
motherfucker. Is that what you say, badass? You can't say badass. If you've got a badass, you're like, whoa, is it an infection?
You've got a badass. Get that pussy off your lap.
Get me a little pussy.
Someone with my cat, man, there was a little bell around his neck. His neck.
There you go.
It's a crazy mofo.
Here we go.
It's Not Soccer Podcast. It's a comedy sports podcast brought to you by Adam Barker at Barker Podcast and Billy.
Me. Bilo 66. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're asking me to say?
Yes.
You want me to twug my Twitter? Twug my Twitter.
What a twug my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's more, isn't it? What's going on? So we are part of the Barker Podcast Collection.
That's where we are.
And the Podgods Network.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That's what you wanted. You wanted a boom.
Feels like I don't know what I'm doing here.
Ugh.
I've just finished work. You're sitting in your shorts.
I've got, man. It's been nice. It's been nice. Yeah, it's going to get better tomorrow. It's going to be frosty at the weekend.
Really?
There's your week weather update.
Oh, fuck off.
No, seriously.
Really?
Yes, I'm not even joking.
Oh, fucking hell. Just when we thought it was going to be nice and summery.
Nope.
We get this shit.
It's England, man. Fucking hell.
That's true.
We're too excited. We've already had summer.
We're like, yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you hate that
when the sun... yesterday and today.
When summer. The sun comes out in England, you get those fucking smart-ass people that think they're funny, like us.
Well, pull the roof down on the car.
Do stuff like, oh, look, there's an alien in the sky. What is that? And you're like, what? There's a UFO. There's a UFO in the sky. What is that? You're like, do you mean the sun?
Oh, is
that what it's called? I haven't seen it in mums. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Because it's been winter and cloudy and snowy and rainy.
Yeah.
But we still know what the sun looks like, don't we? We're not stupid.
I'd hate to see that person do like a stand-up gig. That should be the worst. Remember that man we watched? And the whole place just died. Do you remember that? He told about five jokes, and we were all sat in the crowd like, what? And I think the whole place went silent. You did hear someone say, what?
Explain.
Yeah.
Explain.
No one gets it. Poor bugger. Everyone else is
finished. Explain. Start from the beginning. Don't just jump into a story.
Right,
remember, this is the first podcast a new listener is listening to.
Yeah.
They've jumped in. They're expecting a comedy sports show with Adam from the Oddcast podcast and Billy from hating people on the streets. So they've come in. They've gone, right, I want to listen to these two guys. Apparently, they're supposed to be quite good. It's a short little podcast. It's not going to take me long. This is their
Who
train
said
journey.
That we're supposed to be quite good?
No, just because
you get
this
your
was
information
happening.
From
this
me.
Is a train journey for them. They're on their way to work or their way back. It takes half an hour. This is a car journey. This is a walk.
Or they're on the way to committing suicide.
This is on a treadmill. They're running around the block.
Yeah.
This is a quick, nice little podcast for them just to get themselves going. So they're listening to us. They're expecting me to be funny or at least interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting you to fucking keep them intact.
Yep.
I don't think that makes any sense what you said.
They did.
But they want you to tell stories and be entertaining and interesting and insightful.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So, go. My little pep talk there, Bill.
Just give up, people.
Stop running.
Yeah.
Go.
Anyway, yeah, explain. What happened with this guy?
Right, so, yeah, this one night we've gone to a local hall, which was up by Chelmsford Prison. And there was it's like a talent show sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, open
it?
Mic you know? Night.
Yeah, open mic night. So people are up there singing, people are up there performing, and there's people that are doing little stand-up gigs, you know.
Yeah.
And
There was three, I remember, yeah, I think, did stand-up. One person dressed up as Gollum.
He was weirdly, he was scarily, weirdly funny.
Yeah, but only funny for a couple of seconds.
I laughed because I was scared that he was going to throw a petrol bomb into the crowd.
You laughed because you were uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
That's what I felt.
He was playing two characters himself, and he was jumping from one end of the stage to the other
to be Gollum,
and just throwing himself around. And that was a little bit trippy, but that weren't the worst one.
No. That you accept that. That's a theatre person being theatrical.
I went to the toilet, and when I walked back in, this other gentleman was up on the stage telling jokes. I wasn't aware that he was telling jokes, because when I walked in, he told the punchline. And it done exactly that. It done exactly that. It was just, the whole place just sat there like, that can't be it. Please tell me there's a bit yeah. more. There's got to be some more. And then, yeah, I sat down and he told about four more jokes. I can't remember what the jokes were about.
He did a couple of impressions, didn't he? He did one where he was John Barrowman.
Which one's John Barrowman? Is he the
gay one from, he was in Torchwood. He's in Doctor
yeah.
Who. He did like that Tonight.
Was it his voice, Barry? Just put all of our voice like that?
No, he just went, "Hi, I'm John Barrowman." And said, "That's not how you do an impression. You don't say, hi, I'm the person you're doing an impression of."
You say the name of the person. Everyone's like, "Oh, right, yeah, now I know you sound like him now."
It's like, "Hoo-ah, I'm Al Pacino." Yeah, no, you don't do that. The whole point is you're supposed to just kind of do the impression. People are supposed to go, "Oh, look who he is."
That's who it is. Oh, I can tell because you're so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Hi, I'm John Barry. I remember that bit because I was standing, because I was filming it. And I remember doing it, and I wish I still had the video of it.
Did you record it over it?
I don't know. I think I had it.
I don't blame you.
And I think I just deleted it all because I didn't need it.
Yeah.
And to save space on my computer, but.
And to save yourself cutting your wrists.
I kind of wish I had it still. Yeah.
Because a couple of the people were pretty good. There was there were a couple up there, the man and the woman. Yeah. And they played out a little short sketch from the panto that they were doing.
Yeah.
They were pretty good. Really entertaining. But everyone that got up on the stage then went and sat in the crowd and watched the rest of them. This bloke walked straight out.
He didn't. He went and sat down. And then went. He sat down and he sunk into his chair. And then we had an interval. And he never come back. I think he killed himself. I think he died.
Do you reckon?
I hope not. Died in his arms.
Do you think he just fell out of love with people? This is gonna be me. This is how it all started. He started hating people and then he was like, I'm just gonna go and see how I get on. I'm gonna do this thing on stage and see if I can, you know, get back a little bit of love for people.
See, last episode, Billy kept explaining that he hated people.
Well, no, don't. Yeah, I do. I ain't gonna lie.
It's becoming a running theme now that Billy's a bit of Billy is a hater of the masses.
I like society. There's a song by Asif Avedon and the Mojos.
How's it go? Come on, sing it.
I'm not gonna sing it.
Sing it.
No, I ain't singing it.
Sing it.
What? And sing it. Yeah, it's called Favourite Clown. Sing it. And he just talks about how he wears a mask. And
sing it.
Yeah, I feel like it. Yeah, I put on that clown face. You want to see me at home? You want to see me at home, man? I'll just sit there in my pants.
Sing it.
No, Ed, talk about something else. I ain't singing it. You said it fucking 20 times. I've said no. No means no. Shit. Fucking hell, Charlotte must think you're a sex pest.
Go, Char. No.
Char, can't. Yeah, please, go on. No.
Just touch it. Just
Adam, get it out of my nose.
Okay, just anyway.
Anyway. Just. I'll wait till you sleep. Fuck it, I'll do it in your ear.
have you been to my room?
I have.
You film shit. I film shit.
Oh,
fucking! I don't film shit. I film goodness.
Goodness, you do. When we filmed the film.
When we filmed the film. When we made our little movie, which was fun.
We did, yeah. And we had loads of fun.
Yeah, we always have loads of fun.
Yeah.
And then we filmed another movie.
Mm-hmm. And that's all legit, and you can watch it.
Yeah. So we're a sports podcast, Bill.
We are. We are.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about sport.
Yeah, we can do. We could talk about my dream last night.
Let's talk about your dream. Fuck it.
It was weird.
Let's do it.
So I woke up this morning.
People
I was like,
listening. They're going, we want to hear some sports chat. Fuck it. No.
Did that actually happen? Mate. Yeah, it did.
Okay, go, Bill.
It did actually happen.
Want to hear about your dream?
In my dream.
What happened in your dream, Bill?
It was real life.
Real life.
In my dream.
In your dream, what happened in your real dream life, Bill?
Right. I was playing football, okay? This is what I dream about. I dream every single night.
Did you
and
do sports?
I wake up and I have a little, I always remember little clips and bits and bobs and the people that are in my dreams and stuff.
Clips?
Yeah, it's like a little slideshow, man.
That Billy remembers like a previously in Billy's dream.
Yeah. It was fun though. Yeah, right, so in my dream, right, I was playing football. He's missed. Right, I was playing football. Sorry. And, right, so I'm playing football and, Olivier Giroud.
Who's
he? Oh, plays up front for Arsenal, yeah? He was playing for my football team. Right, now I've been talking to, some Arsenal.
Oh, he's gone down a bit, isn't he?
Yeah.
He only missed one penalty.
Mate, he's doing rubbish. He's
out on loan.
Yeah, Sunday league, that's what he's doing now. So, right, so, He's playing for my football team, and I've been talking to Arsenal supporters recently about how he plays up front for them, and he scores goals, but he has loads of opportunities, right? Loads of opportunities, clear cut opportunities. All these, you know, he's one on one with a goalie and shit or whatever this, and so
whatever this, boys.
And it's frustrating me because if he goes through one on one with a goalie, right? And he flops it and he just sticks it wide or over. He'll hit the deck and then the camera's still on him and he's smiling. He's looking at the floor and he's got a big smile on his face. Right, this motherfucker's enjoying his football too much. Right, he needs to be frustrated that he's missing them all. And every time the camera's on him, I'm like, what the fuck are you smiling at? You've just missed a fucking city, you piece of shit. Right? So, and I've been ranting at Arsenal supporters. Yeah, hating people. Right? So, I've been fucking... It's been doing my fucking head in, right? And I see it every single game. He's got a big smile on his face. And I said to Lambo, where you came, my friend Ross. I said, he misses a lot of chances. I said, but he's always fucking smiling. I said, he needs to stop fucking smiling when he misses. So in my dream last night, Olivier Giroud was playing up front, right? And he missed. He missed an opportunity. And I was playing centre back. They're still attacking us, right? Yeah. So he's missed an opportunity. They've gone on the attack against us. I'm playing centre back. I've run out of position all the way up the other end of the pitch and I fucking kicked him while he's on the floor and started calling him a cunt and told him stop fucking smiling. So Olivier Giroud, yeah, I know you're a listener.
Definitely. He listened every week.
Stop fucking smiling, you cunt.
But what I don't like is the fact that in that dream...
He's Arsenal.
Well, yeah, he's Arsenal. Yeah. Yeah, you should have kicked him a bit more. Yeah. But I didn't like in that dream is the fact that you said, "Oh, I'm centre back, and he's just going to score goals, and then they were coming to attack, and I run out of position." Why would you not defend a goal?
It's a dream. I'm going to tell that motherfucker, right? Because
it's the only opportunity.
They say that if you see someone in a dream,
yeah,
it's because that person is thinking of you, right? So Giroud was in my dream.
He's thinking about the podcast.
That motherfucker's thinking about me, and he's because he listens to the podcast. So I was like, this is my opportunity to run up there, because he wouldn't be in my dream if he wasn't thinking of me. So why wouldn't I run up there and tell him?
What the fuck are you talking about? Do you think every time someone dreams about someone, or someone's in your dream, that means they're thinking about you?
Yep.
He doesn't even know you.
Wait, well, was you thinking of me last week?
No.
There you go, he wasn't in my dream.
That doesn't work that way.
He obviously does. You weren't in my dream. So next time you tell me, like, I was thinking of you last night, Bill. I say, I know, mate. You was in my dream.
We don't turn around and say, I was thinking about you last night.
This is why we podcast, to stop us having conversations like that.
It does. This is our way of not...
To avoiding all of this.
The uncomfortable discussions of...
Yeah.
How you doing, Billy?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man.
I was thinking about you last night.
I know, man. I was holding you in my dream.
I would have kicked you in my dream if you were to sit up.
I was telling you to wake up. Stop thinking about me.
Sports podcast.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Any other sports things been going on which have kind of caught your interest?
London
Marathon. Because someone did say once, the way we talk about, I think it was Dave, our mate Dave, he did say, you talk about a lot of sports the way I talk about football. And I said, what's that? He goes, I don't care about football, so I know enough about it, but whenever I talk about it, I sound disinterested. So when we talk about F1, we're like, meh.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of cars riding around the track.
I'm not.
Golf, meh.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that could just go over my head, to be honest. I mean,
even though this is called It's Not Soccer Podcast, we don't.
I watch it. Oh, you know, I watch stuff. Sports. I watch snooker. I watch darts. Soccer. I watch darts.
But that's boring.
The only thing that's boring about it, right, is the same fucking song that gets played in darts. Oh God, that is played every
Chelsea Dagger.
Yeah, mate, that song has been fucking killed. I like darts, right, but that song. I played darts on Friday night, actually.
Such a chavvy little sport, isn't it? Like the people that watch.
It's a pub game, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're like proper drunk people.
Yeah, but
I want to go and watch darts now.
The players now, they've turned pro.
They're not fat anymore, are they?
Well, you know, a lot of them are fat, but they've gone pro, and you can tell this.
They're professionally fat.
Yeah, they're professionally fat, you know. Hey, I'm doing this for a job, yeah? It's got to be, it's in the job description.
I don't know if I make this up, but someone did say it.
4-0.
We're watching football in the background, people. Someone said that the reason darts players are fat is because the heavier their arms are, the more accuracy they can throw the dart at because it's got a lot of leverage behind it.
Whereas, is the poorest excuse for being obese ever.
And there's also the balance. If you're fat, your balance is very, because you're boom. No, this is what I heard. This is all I heard. That if you're fat, you sort of stand.
Is it a fat darts player that told you this?
Maybe I was telling myself.
Why are you playing darts?
But yeah, it's worse for me. And you don't sway from side to side because you're fat. Mm-hmm. You're just going to stand there like a fucking big boulder. And it gives you more accuracy to throw. Whereas skinny people, you can push them over.
Yeah.
So something like that. I could be, if I'm wrong, tweet me and tell me I'm wrong. If you're fat, tweet me, but with your little fat fingers, you probably, I know if you're fat when you tweet because it's all fucking.
You've mashed a keypad.
Mashed a keypad. It's just like, boom.
Yeah, I played a little bit of darts on Friday night.
I bet you were shit because you're skinny.
I was skinny and I was pissed. And I'll be honest, my maths was better than my darts.
Your maths is shit.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty good at maths. So yeah, I'm not too bad at maths. I'm pretty shit.
I'm pretty shit at maths.
I'm good at adding up. So yeah, that was better than my darts. And I threw a dart and I hit one. And Jamie was like, "Ah, one?" She said, "Is that the worst? That's the worst you can get, innit?" I turned around and said, "No, I could miss the fucking board." Fuck off.
Is that how she talks?
No, she's not really Essex like that.
No.
No. She's Essex, but not Essex Essex.
What's Essex Essex?
That's only like, way is Essex is
that's
Essex.
That's like the people saying, "I'm all going out. I'm going out."
Yeah.
What's out? If you're going out,
you're just going out, man. But you're just going out. Stop rinsing Mickey Flanagan shit.
But what if you're going out,
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. I don't want to hear that shit.
But back again, I hate people. Billy hates
Yeah.
People are going to tweet you soon saying, "Billy, do you hate me?" And you'll be like, "Yes."
No, I won't. I'll just ignore it.
Block.
Yep.
You're blocked.
Yep. And you. Yeah, I've blocked everyone already. Everyone
I'm
not.
The most sociable person I know.
Yeah, with my pals.
Because you're always out.
With my pals and the people that I work with, okay? So my job, you know, it involves that, so I can be. Right? But, you know, yeah, when you just want to. It was when I'm pissed, that's when I'm sociable, and that's why I don't like getting pissed in Chelmsford, because then I...
You end up spending money on credit cards, like you told that story before. £10 here, £10 here, £10 here.
Yeah.
Spending about £300 on your credit card.
Yeah, man. I don't have a credit card, that is why I don't have a credit card. Ever. And I've never applied for one. I get them, they send the letters through, they send me letters, they're like, "We can give you a credit card, come on, come and spend money." I'm like, "I want to spend money, but no." That ain't gonna happen.
I hate people.
No, man. Yeah, I hate people. Fuck you.
I hate you.
Who offered me this? Are you a person? Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off. It's a fat darts player, then.
Fat darts player.
I'm shit at darts. Yeah. So I'm not fat enough.
Yeah.
But I saw some fat darts players, and the World Championship Darts that was on TV, which are trying to make big now.
Yeah.
It's on BBC One.
Yeah, yeah.
On a Saturday.
Sky Sports, man. Yeah, they go mad for it.
Big shows.
You want to see when they come in, mate? They've proper got signs and shit.
It's like turning to wrestling when they walk down the aisle.
They're coming in with belts.
It's
like talking to each other. I'm going to hit 180 and you're going to hit 120. Digging fight talk.
What are you gonna do, brother? And they did this, and they walk down, and they throw chairs at each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they get all nasty.
Climb ladders.
Yeah.
Grab belts.
All sorts, yep.
The money in the
barbed
case.
Barbed wire around their darts.
Barbed wire darts, right? No hold barred darts.
Yeah, man. this is called, this is called the ladder darts match. Like, how'd you work that out? Well, throw a ladder. See how many people in the crowd you can take out. Shit. Give me that extendable ladder, I'll show you a trick.
The WrestleMania was on not too
recently,
long ago.
Yeah. Do you know any of the outcomes?
No.
I'd like to know how The Undertaker done.
Well, did he wrestle?
Undertaker wrestles at every WrestleMania.
Well, I don't know.
Everyone. He's undefeated. 20-0.
I heard The Rock was back.
Rocky's back, and he fought John Cena.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, right.
But The Rock is a, doesn't need to go back to wrestling. He's a fully fledged actor.
But he loves Dwayne. Wrestling. He obviously loves it. It's only because, right, Joe's sort of taken the piss out of me recently because...
Are your brother?
Yeah, because he'll come in and I've been like, he's walked in and he's like, what are you watching here? I'm like, WWE. He's like, why are you watching that? I was like, I don't know. I was like, I just put it on and I started watching it and...
Do you recognise anyone?
No, there's this Latino bloke at the moment, and he's been on, say if I've watched, the last four times I've watched it, sort of put it on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, in the last year, that's probably four times in a year. This geezer's been on it three times, and, I'm quite lucky I haven't put my foot through the TV. Is it picking
turn it over?
This is what I hate people!
Turn it over!
You, mate, you in particular, right, you, and I'd say the crew from the only way is Essex.
Were they wrestling now?
No, listen. going back to people hating.
Oh, here we go.
I met Joey Essex. I didn't meet him. I found him for the first time on Keith Lemon's Celebrity Juice a little while ago.
Okay, so you haven't met him?
No, I haven't met him.
So why did you say you've met him?
Because I felt
as if it was going to be some kind
because I had story. No, because I'd analysed the bloke within about 3 minutes of watching the TV. What a fucking div. Seriously, you're a div. Fucking div. Oh, and Keith Lemon pulled up a picture of fucking Kim Jong-il. He said, that's who it is.
That's who your haircut looks
and
like.
And he just sat there laughing, going, yeah.
It's Fusey. What the fuck is Fusey?
It's my haircut.
Name of my shop in Essex.
And they said, what country borders England? And they said, right, we've already asked you this question two times before.
And you said Russia.
And London.
Right?
And he sat there and he went, and his girlfriend, before every question, she was like, stop. Think about it.
Don't make yourself look stupid.
And then answer, you know, if you've got a girlfriend fucking saying that to you, you gotta be fucking thick. Thick as fuck. And then when he got it right, he was like, this country. This is what he said. This country.
Yeah, what? People took the piss out of him.
England. And then they come out of a big brass band. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
It was very funny. He is a cunt.
Not a fan of him, really.
No, mate, that's why I hate people.
He coined the phrase Fusey. Right? And I don't know what that means. He named his shop Fusey. His haircut is apparently Fusey. And everything is Fusey. Like he coined the term Ream. Ream is cool. Good. Awesome.
So that's where Ream comes from.
Ream comes from Joey Essex saying it.
Is that his real name? It's not.
Yeah.
No.
It is. Apparently
he's changed it to Joey Essex.
No, apparently his name is Joey Essex.
Never. I refuse to believe that. You're a cunt. I don't believe you.
But I was talking to our mates, you know, Jenny and Ben, their little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
She was going about how much she loved Joey Essex
yeah.
when we went out, like, to a meal. She was like, oh, I love Joey Essex. I want to go to his shop. I was like, what shop? She's like, Fusey. I was like, what's Fusey? She went, the shop. I said, but what is Fusey? What does it mean? Every word in the English language has a meaning behind it. Yep. Otherwise, it's not a word. Yep. It has to, that's the whole point of a word. It has to have a meaning behind it.
Yep. Of course.
She's like, oh, I don't know. It's Fusey, isn't it? It's Fusey. That's Fusey. I said, use it in a sentence. And she got smart with me. She went, the name of his shop is Fusey. Oh, you smart ass. I wouldn't use it.
Did you clip around here?
I punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's only 11.
See, that takes my hate for people down a little bit.
No, I didn't. But no, she was sitting there saying, like,
not because you punched a little kid.
But no, what is Fusey? What does it mean? Anybody out there who knows the definition of the word Fusey, which has been created by Joey Essex from The Only Way Is Essex, please tell me.
Adam, don't tell me.
I want to know why you know.
Yeah.
Because that guy made that word up. There's no reason why anyone should know the meaning of that word, because he made it up. He's got hair like, his hair looks like the guy from House Party.
But shit,
because that was cool. Yeah, Kid and Play were cool. Yeah. Do you remember the House Party movies?
Shit, man, I might try and do mine like that.
Bills, you got like...
Do you reckon I could get so close.
We are a bit like Kid and Play, aren't we? Oh, Bill, what happened 2 weeks ago at my nan's party?
Did I get drunk?
We both got drunk. I mean, you know, when you have your nan's 75th birthday party, what's the first thing you do?
Oh, you sing.
You get fucking slaughtered. And they made us sing, didn't they?
Mm.
I have flashbacks of that.
That went down like a lead balloon.
It did, didn't it? I'm glad you did. I'm not the only one who thought that.
Right, oh, we've done it before, right, and people have really liked it, but it was your birthday or your brother's birthday?
My birthday, we've done it.
We've done it at other birthday parties.
In front of my mates, your mates, my close family,
yep.
That like a good drink. We did it, where else did we do it?
It's your mum, I blame your mum.
I hate your mum.
No, I don't hate your mum. Just a little bit. Right.
What do we do? Explain what we actually do, what they seem to make us...
Right, this is something that we've had to do since we was about 20, about 8 years ago.
Maybe
18, 20 years old. Right, we've gone to parties and people have been like, right, you got to get... People have done karaoke's and we've got drunk.
We've done it karaoke
and
before.
We've done it once, me and Ed were like, right, we're going to sing this, we'll sing Afro Man because I got high.
Yes.
I'm not doing it now. And so we decided so we'd done it once, and then Adam's mum has loved it since, and every party that we go to since then has been like, right, get up and sing the song.
Sing the song.
Hey lads, do you mind entertaining the crowd and getting up and singing the song? Right, lads, you got 2 minutes, get up there. Right, when your mum come over and said that, I wasn't drunk enough.
No.
I went and got, I already had a double honey Jack Daniels in my glass. Yeah. I went and got another 4 in it. So I had 6 honey Jack Daniels in a fucking glass. Bomb. Boshed it back. I didn't even have time to get pissed. Your mum was like, get up on the stage and do it. I was like, let it set in for me. I've just wasted fucking what on that. So we got up there. And recently we've done it with a helium balloon. And when we've done it with a helium balloon, people enjoyed it more. So we was like, right, okay, we'll do that. It's cringy, man, isn't it? It's horrible.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Thinking back to it, it went
the whole time we stand it, I was like, just swallow me up.
Do you know what? When we've done it before, but we're like 28, 29 now, like that sort of fucking age, yeah? Mm-hmm. The last time we did it, I remember, my 21st birthday. That was the last time we did it. We did Afro Man because I got high in front of people.
At your nan's?
At my birthday, my 21st, at my nan's house, yeah. Years ago when she had the massive house.
Steve Bold, Simon Bailey and that were there?
Yep, loads of people were there. And we done it there. That was the last time we did it because we did it. We've done it at karaoke's before that at the Eagle. Mm-hmm. So when we did it, I'd forgotten the words.
Yeah.
I was standing there. I was a little bit drunk, granted. But I looked around and I was just looking at everyone. And...
There was people there that had been dragged out of retirement homes.
Yeah. I was like, this is the 75th birthday party. No one gives a shit what two idiots standing at the front sucking on helium balloons are doing.
I felt like
he was so
pissed. I felt like a 13-year-old that had been stealing vodka out of someone's fucking
that was on punishment.
Bottle, and then getting up on stage and everyone being like, "Oh yeah, yeah, these little boys, oh yeah, we've talked to them. They're nice little lads. What are they doing? What are you doing? what the fuck? What are you doing?
Get down!
What are you fucking singing? I was gonna eat your pussy too." I don't care if he was doing it with helium blue, mate. I didn't say it. I don't think you said it. We'd like to tone it down a little bit. We had to. I was just looking at the floor. I looked up once at everyone. This is terrible.
And then I looked over at my mum and I looked over at my
this
dad.
Is terrible.
And
forced.
I was just like, I'm nearly 30 years old. I've been tracked up to sing a fucking song from the early 2000s.
I'm glad you brought it up, because next time I see your mum, I'm going to say, I'm never doing that again, ever. I think that time has passed.
We said that straight after we got off, didn't we? And we said, no.
Both out, well out of stink.
Epic fail.
Yeah.
That's no, and I, to be fair, I think my mum even probably thought at the end of it, yeah, I won't ask me.
Yeah.
And next time she does, we will purposely walk away.
Yep. I'm just going to go, no, wind, no.
No, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. You're the reason I hate people.
Oh, it's so... It wasn't embarrassing, because it's not something to get embarrassed about. It was just so cringe. It was cringe-worthy.
I wanted to die. I actually wanted to really, really die. So I had a bad foot as well, man. I had to stay off my feet.
Billy had a big blister on his foot.
Yeah, I was wearing slippers.
Which was one of the big reasons why we had a month break.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't record for a week or so.
Yeah, because my toe was infected. I couldn't get my trainer on.
But you're so right now, though.
Went to Adam's nan's party in a pair of slippers. Yeah, pretty cool slippers. I'll be honest. Yeah, they look like shoes. You could wear them out.
Yeah.
So I did. And I ended up being dragged into. See, if I didn't have them slippers, then I would have been able to go to the party.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have been dragged up to sing that. And then I wouldn't have... Did I shout abuse at the taxi driver this time?
No, the taxi driver was nice and... Fuck, man, we didn't get home till like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
What, was he going in reverse?
No, because we fucking didn't leave
my
nan's.
We went to my nan's, didn't we?
We went to my nan's afterwards drinking the whiskey. We got absolutely slaughtered there.
That was nice whiskey... Fucking burn my throat. That was expensive whiskey, and I think there was a treble in my glass. It was huge,
pretty much. And we ate all the food.
And he's up. Yeah, I poured that.
Yeah, and we were eating all the food, leftover food. We were sitting there eating that.
Oh, we did, yeah.
So yeah,
I was saying that. Yeah, I'm gonna stop at Tesco's on the way and get some food.
So yeah, I think we should sum up the podcast. It's been a good one.
Don't sing Afro Man at parties ever, especially 75th. Birthday parties.
So yeah, thank you for listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast. Like I said, it's nice and sweet. I hope this podcast has eased your journey into work, home from work, in your lunch break, or whatnot. Running round the block. Mm. Take a dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast, let's take a dog for a walk.
Mm.
Or you just decide to listen to this at work or wherever. Or even you're sitting at home with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to listen to two idiots reminisce about how they used to be awesome Afro Man tribute act.
Once was.
Well, it's a shame. Bill, don't get that. You're getting into yourself now. You're going to crawl into yourself and be like, I hate myself. I wish I could go back to the good times.
Yeah.
When I remembered the words.
When
I had no fear.
No, when I remember the words, I loved the song, but I wish people didn't know that I knew the words to the song.
I think, like I said, that's past. That will never happen again.
No, that's not the case. I know your mum.
No, it won't.
Your mum, she has a birthday every year.
Obviously.
Yes.
How'd you work that one out? I forgot your maths is better than your dance.
Mm-hmm. We already established that.
She doesn't have a party every year, though.
No, she doesn't, but there will be a party. And your mum will be like, look, but...
Don't get me a card or flowers and sing. Does he ever sing me a song? I don't know why it's so.
She'll make us feel bad. She will. She's gonna put it on us, man. Seriously.
Alright. I'm the whiz again.
Because you know it.
He knows it.
It's not happening. We're retired. We're like PJ and Duncan. It's gone. One hit wonder.
It's not, man. Because Bert came back and went to number one.
Well, we come back. We didn't even get in the top 40. Top 100.
No.
Top 1,000.
No, we didn't. We got fucking mouldy fruit and veg thrown at us.
We got fucking tomatoes thrown at us in a tin.
Should have done.
Okay, so yeah, let's wrap it up now. So thank you for listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you go listen to the other ones. If it's your first one you listen to, go back and listen to the other shows. They're a little bit longer. And go to listen to all the other podcasts on the Varka Podcast Collection and the Podgods Network, and also go to the notlisteningcollective.blogspot.co.uk. Oh, that's awful.
It was,
right? Well, didn't I?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. You can follow me on Twitter at Barker Podcast if you ain't already, and you can also follow Billy at
Barlow66.
Barlow! Billy Barlow!
He is a like woman, me hate fucking people.
So, Bill, you it was a comfort alarm.
No, no, that was a.
So, Bill, you want to sum it up for everybody and say your goodbyes to people for listening? Thank you for listening. So, Bill.
Yeah, just don't do karaoke. That's what I want to say. Don't do it ever, ever, ever.
Hi, I'm Tommy Gunn.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And we're getting a character.
Yes.
We're a podcast.
We are.
We're on the Pod Gods Network.
We're on that too.
Podgodsnetwork.com.
That's a website, yep.
Yeah, where can you follow us on Twitter, Chubby?
At GIC Podcast.
Yeah, where can you follow you on Twitter?
At Chubby McCarlson.
Where can they follow me on Twitter?
At Thomas Gunn.
Wow, this is amazing.
At Murder Party 1.
That's our band. We're in a band also.
That's just another way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not trying to, like, get Twitter popular or nothing.
Not at all.
But you know what? You can also go to our blog at gicpodcast.blogspot.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Stitcher, your mobile app.
So really, all I have to do is type in some shit
and fucking find us.
Why would I ever want to do that?
Because we're fucking hilarious.
We say funny things.
We swear a lot.
And we swear a lot.
We're not safe for your work.
We're also into stuff.
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 Lots of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
If you like stuff like we like stuff.
We all like stuff.
Then maybe you should listen to Get Into Character.
And maybe you should get into character yourself.
Yeah, by, you know, getting into some stuff.
Getting into stuff and character. Yeah,
stuff and character. That sounded like a sex move.
Also, the Pod Gods Network.
.com.
Having sex in the butt.
All right,
bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.